That's a lot of okra.
And then if you have a good season, you've got okra for everybody together. And if it's kind of a skinny year, well, you'll have plenty of okra. Mm-hmm. And radishes, radishes is something that don't take very much of. You plant them when you plant your turnip seed in the springtime, mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it don't take very many radishes.
Did you grow corn and stuff too?
Plant corn, plant roasted near corn. There's varieties of roast near corn that's delicious for canning and different from the old field corn. You know, they have bred corn up and made feed grain out of it. There's a lot of the corn is. When it comes to roasting there, you haven't got very much if you get that feed corn. But if you had some of the kind of corn that they used to have a variety of corn that would be Watley and Hastings and different varieties of corn that they planted in the field. But then you've got your roasting there corn, Hastings, and Trucker's Favorite, such brand that it makes a large ear of corn, and then
those are best to eat off a cob, aren't they?
That's right. But they got a little pencil cob corn now. The cob in this is just about the size of a pencil, and all of it is grains of corn. It fills out and makes a good big ale that a lot of people respond to for putting in the deep freeze and eat it off the cob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I used to like that corn. My grandmothers would take it and they'd slice it off the cob a couple, you know, thin, and then do it again and then put a little grease in there and fry it.
Oh man, fried corn, you can't beat that. You know, last summer, we was down on the Gulf,
yes.
And we had carried some vegetables out of the deep freeze there, and there was a doctor that was along, and he left a cook, and he says, "Now y'all go sit down, I'm going to prepare supper." And we had some froze corn. He said, "I want some fried corn, but I don't know how to fix it." I said, "Man, all you got to do is thaw that corn and put your corn in a deep frying pan and maybe add your little water to that so you can get your butter and stuff in there to keep it from burning and cook it like you want to, you got fried corn." Well, he didn't believe it, but he thawed up the corn and what he got through with it, he had some delicious fried corn. And he was proud of himself. He learned how to fry corn. There wasn't nothing to it in the first place.
Stuff is good. Talking about that corn, the outside, they call that the ear of corn, that outside corn.
The shuck.
Mm-hmm. And what about that stringy stuff?
That's just silk.
Oh, you know, on a corn stalk, that thing that grows out the top there?
That's a tarsal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And let's see. Talking about, you mentioned a little while ago that you, talking about the garden, you grow different kinds of squashes.
Oh yeah, well, there's several different varieties of squashes, but the one that we always prefer is the little yellow gourd neck squash. You know, there's a different varieties of them. There's one round, and it's white, but we always use the little yellow gourd neck squash.
Did you grow different kinds of melons too, usually?
Oh yes, we got watermelons, cantaloupes, and a mushmelon.